This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on August 22, 2013. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda is AO 2013-08 from the American Veterinary Medical Association. I have to wait, submit a document. Really? Okay. Okay, Commissioner Walther is recused on this AO. Let's see. Mr. Vice Chairman, we have late submitted documents.
Yes, we do. I move to suspend the rules on timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider late submission of agenda document numbers 13-35A, 13-21L, and 13-37. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Everyone understand the motion? Any comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. Oh, any opposed? Just in case. Okay. Motion passes 4-0. Ms. Buckley.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda documents 13-35 and 13-35A contain a draft advisory opinion that responds to a request submitted on behalf of the American Veterinary Medical Association. The draft in agenda document 13-35A is a revised version in both redlined and clean forms of the draft in agenda document 13-35, which takes into account comments submitted by the requester. HAVMA is a nonprofit membership organization incorporated under Illinois law. The American Veterinary Medical Association Political Action Committee is the separate segregated fund of HAVMA. HAVMA asks if it may solicit and accept contributions for HAVMA PAC from members of the Student American Veterinary Medical Association. The draft concludes that HAVMA may solicit and accept contributions from the members of SAVMA because they also qualify as members of HAVMA. The draft also concludes that HAVMA and SAVMA are affiliated organizations. The Commission received no comments on the request and the one previously mentioned comment on the initial draft. I am happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Buckley. And I believe we have Mr. Jones in the room with us. Feel free to take a seat because I think I'll have at least one question for you and perhaps others will as well.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. I just want to confirm that Dr. Hall is on as well. He's participating by phone.
Ah, well, welcome, Dr. Hall.
Dr. Hall, are you there? No.
Or maybe not.
Dr. Hall? Well, why don't you go ahead and proceed, and we'll try and get him on.
I think this will be relatively easy. I suspect Mr. Jones can answer my question, which is just, have you had a chance to review the amendments to the draft, which were based on your comment, and do they, is our draft now accurate and appropriately reflect the facts that you've conveyed to us?
Yes, I did have an opportunity to review that draft, and I appreciate the quick turnaround on that, and it does accurately reflect the factual circumstances.
Perfect. We'd like to be accurate. Mr. Vice Chairman.
I move we adopt agenda document number 13-35A, which is the revised draft you just referenced, which answers the question in the affirmative, I believe. It's a positive result for the requester.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. The Vice Chairman has moved approval of the draft advisory opinion 2013-08 as reflected in agenda document 13-35A and authorize any technical and conforming edits that are necessary. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
Somebody summon Commissioner Walther back. I don't know whether he thought we were going to be quite that efficient.